Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast that will help you change how you work, not who you are. This is where we talk honestly about thinking clearly, making better decisions, and building a business that actually feels good to run without hustle, hype, or pretending everything's fine. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, optimist, realist, and self-employed since 2011. Here's this week's episode. Hello, welcome to another episode of Messy Business. I am your host, Libby Langley. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Just want to say, this is actually me. I am not an AI podcast. I am a real human being. And I think, to be honest, AI would have a tough, the AI voice things would have a really tough job of making a podcast that did sound anything like me. Because as you know, if you've been here for any length of time whatsoever, sometimes don't even finish a sentence because I've had another idea and move on from that. And that doesn't make this a terrible listening experience, just to say that. It's you follow along too, because your brain works pretty much the same as mine. And it's a very nuanced thing for AI to pick up on. So I wanted to do an episode about AI. Now, I did an episode, way back when, 3 years ago, about how using AI can save you 2 or 3 hours a week. I think I might have done an updated version since then, actually, but certainly there was one. So go back into the archive and listen to that one, because it was a really good episode on things that you can use AI for in order to be more efficient in your business. And I think that that still stands and is still incredibly useful. However, we have an invasion now. We have AI slop, and we see it every single moment of every single day in our social media feeds. We read it in so many emails, and I wanted to talk about it today, really, because I do want to say, in defense of AI, AI is not the problem, right? Sounding like everyone else is, because AI is an utterly incredible tool. I mean, it's been around forever, right? I mean, we've been using chatbots on websites for, I don't know how long. We've been doing, you know, Google and all that stuff. They're all the algorithms and that, they're all based around this kind of stuff. So it's not, AI is not new. Our accessibility to it as mere mortals not working in the tech field has, in the last, what, 3, coming up 4 years, I suppose, has really, really ramped up. And now so many people use, particularly ChatGPT, for just almost anything. You know, we're arguably in danger of outsourcing all our critical thinking, but that's an entirely different topic, I think. I encourage free thought still, absolutely. But what this episode is really about is how to use AI to make your content in particular better, not to sound like everyone else, because so many people are using AI, and I say particularly ChatGPT, I mean, that is the one that's used the most. People are starting to sound, you know, identical. People are starting to sound so similar and, you know, polished, structured, helpful, and completely forgettable. And one thing that I've really noticed is some people whose emails that I used to enjoy reading, I'm like, you've got AI to write this now. And you can tell, you can absolutely tell. And actually, a dear friend of mine who is a podcast expert, producer and coach and those kind of things, and he is very opinionated and kind of known for being very opinionated. And it's one of the things that I love about him, right? And his emails used to be great. He does a lot of stuff on LinkedIn. His emails used to be great. And then I'm like, mate, what's happened? These are just so generic now. They're just about what's in your podcast, but like, you know, an AI summary that you'd get at an end of a meeting. And he did say that he'd outsource stuff and he was going to speak to the people that were doing it. And the new ones now are much better. Just saying, if you're listening, mate, you know who you are. But it's like, and somebody else who's a big international, I suppose, coach, which works a lot in the book world as well as supporting solo business owners. And again, same. It's like, I can tell. It just doesn't read, you know, it reads the same as everyone else's. And I think that it's such a shame when that happens because you just blend in. And yes, AI, ChatGPT, whichever tool you use, is great for helping you formulate your thoughts. It's great for getting structure to stuff. It's absolutely fantastic in taking the jumble of what's going on in your head and making it into something that you can utilize. It is fantastic for that. It will save you. It does save an enormous amount of time. However, when you just use it for writing your content, no matter how well-trained you think you've got it, it's like there's some obvious telltale signs that are just like, ugh, you know. And it isn't the tool, absolutely isn't the tool. It's how people are using it. And it's really, there's this kind of this danger of people using it to replace thinking completely instead of supporting it. And I think that's a slippery slope. And I believe that I, in the early days, I outsourced too much of my writing to it, perhaps. But I don't think it used to be as obvious as it is now, because perhaps, I don't know, perhaps it trains itself on this content we produce, right? So it's like this self-fulfilling prophecy of doom that the more AI slop we put out, the more they scrape the internet and, you know, think that that's the way that people write, and therefore that's the more that they produce. So you've got to still absolutely stand by your point of view and your opinions and the quirks that you have in the way that you talk and the way that you write. It's really just so important that, like, for example, one way that I use it is ideas for my podcast, right? It's got, it knows all 186 previous episodes to this one. And so I'm like, right, what gaps are there? What might be a really good thing for me to talk about? And then can you suggest half a dozen talking points for that? And that's it, right? It's like as an absolute guide. And so I have my kind of guide in front of me, but everything that I say is obviously completely from my head and completely my words. I could never write a full script using AI, I don't think. And I certainly wouldn't, like I say, wouldn't get it, do one of those AI, complete AI podcasts. It just, I don't know, I'm really uncomfortable with that because I believe that one of the things that people like about people is the fact that people, every single person is different and every single person is interesting. And sure, you can train these things pretty damn well, but if you are the person that people work with, they're not going to get that smoothed AI version. It's like if you Photoshop all your photos to be kind of unrecognizably filtered, right? Or you use filters all the time. When people meet you in real life, you're going to look different, right? And therefore, if your voice, be that your literal voice in a podcast or, your voice in writing or something, is completely AI generated, no matter how well you think you've changed it and all trained it and all that, it's still not going to be you, because there's some expressions that we just don't really use like AI uses them. We just don't do that. And what happens when you rely on it too much is that everything gets smoothed out. I sometimes put, when I've written something, written articles, I don't know, written Substack articles or emails or something, and I'll just copy and paste them into ChatGPT and I'll say, right, this was my intention with this. Is the structure right for that? Or have I missed anything? And that's really kind of, have I missed anything is the thing that, and then it'll give me a suggestion or two, or obviously it'll tell me that what I've done is brilliant because that's what it does, right? Until I say, stop telling me everything is brilliant and do some proper critical analysis on this. And then you kind of think, oh yeah, you're right, I have missed that, or actually that was repetition, and oh, thanks for pointing that out, that spelling mistake. So things like that I think are incredibly useful. So that's a kind of editing, I suppose, thing rather than relying on it too much to do stuff. It's like a second set of eyes sometimes can be incredibly helpful on things. But if you rely on it too much, then everything gets completely smoothed out and all your personality gets squashed out of it. You lose the tone, the nuance, and the personality. And those things are they're the real telltale signs of who you are and what your personality is. So the funny ways that you write things or the funny expressions that we all have, if you don't include those, then that's when it starts to become really samey, right? And that's when you start to sound like everyone else. And crucially, that's when all this stops working for you, right? Because it is so hard to differentiate one ChatGPT written sales email or, you know, any kind of email or social media post from another. It really is. It could be copy and paste from one person to another. And I think that's such a shame because it didn't used to be like that. It used to be that we had our opinions and we shared them. But when they get diluted down, it just becomes this sad world of sameness, right? And I think you stop saying what you actually think as well. Your point of view is just so important because that's what makes you stand out. That's what differentiates yourself differentiates you from other people, right? And you end up sounding like a version of, you know, what business content should sound like, I guess. I suppose that's kind of the thing. And there's a few telltale signs, right, of how to spot, particularly again, ChatGPT, even if it's trained on you, right? So the overall message might be absolutely what your belief is and all of that, but the way it's written is where the tells are, okay? So things like lots of lists and one-line sentences, we don't generally write like that. So if you've got, you know, you feel like this, da-da-da-da-da, da 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 da, and it's like that's not kind of how we do it. If there's lots of ellipses, you know, dot 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 in things, you might feel dot 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 da da da, and it's like not really so much. You saying "and honestly" with a question mark, that's we would probably say something, you know, like "honestly, this I don't feel blah blah blah" like that, rather than "and honestly" as a single sentence with a question mark. Wouldn't do that. Also, it's not this, it's that. There's lots of those. And we do that. You know, we do that. You know, say like, oh, it's not wrong to do this, but maybe so-and-so. But it's, you know, you're not broken. You're looking for, I can't think of the end of the sentence, but, you know, you've all seen it. And also, but here's the thing, dot, dot, dot. It's, we do say, here's the thing, but I think more so we say the thing is so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so. I think that's the way we say it more in British English. But everybody's got, "and honestly," question mark, "but here's the thing." And also no fluff, no pressure, just this or that. There are those kind of expressions that ChatGPT has brought into its normal daily parlance that actually it isn't the way that we used to say things. And they are absolute telltale signs that ChatGPT has written your content. And it's not that the content is wrong, right? That's absolutely the crucial point. It might be a brilliant email. It might absolutely just say what you want it to say. But because it's so AI'd up, you lose the essence of what it is that you're trying to say. So if you are using AI to support you with your content, great, continue. But make sure, you know, read the thing out loud. Just read it out loud to yourself before you send it and notice what is like you're reading and what is like you're talking. And that's the difference. And those things, you know, the dot, 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 the "and honestly," it's not this, it's that, it's just this or that, no fluff, no pressure, here's the thing. All those things, I think you will find that they're not actually how you talk. And if you do say them, you'll say them in a slightly different way. And that's one way to absolutely differentiate yourself from other people, is to just get rid of that stuff, that kind of standard stuff. It's not like, you know, like it used to a few years ago, the rocket emoji. It used to use the rocket emoji in everything, which was just absolutely hilarious. And it doesn't do that now. But it did used to, and it was just really obvious that you'd got AI to write your stuff. And there is no shame, right? There is absolutely no shame in using AI to support you. I think it's an incredible tool. And like I say, I use it for loads of stuff, but I use it as a support. I use it as like a second brain. I use it as a, can't formulate my thoughts today, just help me on this. I never use it as the finished version, because that wouldn't be my version, because I'm not polished and all of that, right? You've got to keep yourself in it. It's really so important. And I think there's kind of a wider point here as well in how we run our businesses. You know, this kind of copying framework styles and tones, all of this stuff was happening before AI, but perhaps it wasn't quite so obvious. You know, people have always plagiarized, right? But people have always lent on other people for, you know, or learned other people's systems and frameworks for things because they've worked. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being taught a structure at all, as long as you keep it to the way you are and the way that you, the way you do things. And I think, you know, trying to sound right in trying to instead of trying to sound like yourself is where the sadness lies, because what is right? What is right? If you read some of the best emails that you get, or books, you know, or whatever, magazine articles, it doesn't matter, whatever you read, right? You will know that there is a certain style that you like, and authors have particular styles, and newspapers have particular styles and particular leanings and particular ways of writing. And all of those are fine because they're all personal. There's nothing wrong with having like a style guide. You know, I have a copy of the Guardian style guide. I don't know, I've probably had it for around 20 years, maybe more. You know, the Guardian newspaper, right? Their style guide. And there are certain things that I kind of remember, I haven't read it for years, but exclamation marks. You don't need exclamation marks because it's obvious. It should be obvious in the writing, unless it's someone shouting, right? And then obviously there's an exclamation mark. But and it should be obvious from the writing whether it's a joke or whether it's something. And I think we've kind of lost that because now we've, you know, things get misinterpreted in the way we write because it's very short form content, a lot of what we write on social media. So, you know, there's things like that. And I think it's quite interesting what your own personal style is. And maybe that's something that you get ChatGPT to tell you, and then you can create that back to it as a prompt for writing something. So if you've written lots of things, it could be a diary, it doesn't matter, right? It's about getting the way that you write or the way you talk, or a transcript from the way you talk from a meeting or from a podcast or from an interview or from you just talking. And you can put that in and say, right, what is my style and tone from this? This is the way that I naturally write and naturally talk. What is my style and tone from that? And then, great, lovely. Now create me a prompt for you to write like I write. And that's a really clever way of doing it, because every time it starts to slip into lists and one-line sentences and dot, dot, dots and anonymously, and it's not this, it's that, and no fluff, no pressure, here's the thing, all that stuff, you can reshare your prompt and say, no, actually, this is how I write. And it will get better, but it does forget, it does slip, right? So I think that those are really good points and good way of using it. But yeah, please take out those telltale stuff, because it just ends up becoming an exercise in looking for the prompts rather than reading the content. Do you see what I mean? You get lost. You get lost in the AI-ness of it all. And that's such a terrible shame, because sending out emails, writing emails and sending out emails, you know, it takes time and effort. So don't waste that time and effort, because if somebody opens it and goes, oh God, yeah, this is like the one that I got 3 minutes ago from someone else, then you've lost that opportunity. And you've also lost a lot of trust and goodwill as well, because we're bombarded by all this shite, right? So don't add to it. Don't add any slop to people's plates. And I think it really matters commercially too, all of this, right? Because if everyone sounds the same, no one stands out. And we all know that we need to stand out. It's really important that we do that. Not as in a you've got to be visible way, just as in if you only send one email a week and that's all the marketing that you do, which is fine, then it's got to count. It's got to be good. It's not got to be the best thing you've ever written, right? But it's got to be good, and it's got to be, what? Worth people reading, considered. Yeah, it's got to be something maybe that people even look forward to. There's certain emails that I get that I know what day they're coming on every week. And I know, and I'm like, I know this is going to be good. It's going to make me laugh, or it's going to be interesting. It's going to be education. It's going to be something. There's a point to me reading it. And that's what I try and do with all my emails is they need to be interesting and useful in themselves, sometimes funny, but they need to be like a piece of writing in their own right that's going to give you some value and some education, some food for thought. And that's really important to me. They're not just like, oh, here's another podcast episode, click here to listen to it. It's got to be, you know, because you may never listen to this podcast. I mean, you do because you're listening to it. But if you read my emails, you might never listen to the podcast. So I never make that assumption. If you don't get my emails, then feel free to sign up at libbylangley.com/email and you'll see what I mean. But They're about positioning me. They're about me standing out. And they're certainly about not being interchangeable. I would like to think that you would never receive an email that you could think to be mine from someone else. Whereas certainly probably at least two of the ones I've received today, and it's only, what time is it now? 11:56 at the time of recording. At least two of the emails I've received today could be interchangeable with almost anybody. And that's really sad, because somebody's taken the effort to write them, but perhaps haven't thought about the fact that they actually sound, you know, ChatGPT's written it. There's too much ChatGPT in it. So you don't need to sound polished, right? That absolutely not. If there's a spelling mistake, fine. Oh, and what's the crying shame is that some people are now deliberately putting spelling mistakes in their LinkedIn posts and in their writing, in their emails, just to kind of prove that it's not written by AI. And isn't that just a sad, sad state of affairs, you know? I know that I sometimes join words together with loads of hyphens, right? That's something that I do. And sometimes say like lemme instead of let me and all that. And sometimes I'll write that in my content. And I don't think that ChatGPT would do that unless you told it to. But even so, it would like shoehorn it in like, what? You know, like when you're trying to speak like the kids and you just sound like an absolute loser, that kind of thing. So you need to sound recognizable, right? And you will have a particular style, and that's what people get to recognize, or a particular point of view, you know, a particular opinion, a particular hill that you'll die on. And that is so beautiful that it needs to be capitalized on. It needs to be included all the time, because people will buy how you think, not just what you do, and certainly not if you've AI-ified yourself at all. You know, people don't buy that. So there are a few ways that I would say to use AI that really is going to benefit you and your business. So using it to organize your thoughts but not replace them. It's a great way. It's a great organizer. It's a great support mechanism. It honestly, it's fantastic for that. But it won't replace your thinking, and nor should it. Nor should you allow it to either, actually. Because, like I say, we don't want to lose the art of critical thinking. That would be desperately sad. If you start with your voice, your own voice and your opinions, then you can let AI help tidy stuff, not rewrite stuff. Because when it rewrites things, that's when it'll add in the AI-isms, particularly ChatGPT. And that's when you can get really cross and say, I told you to write this as per the prompt, as per the script I uploaded, not in your own weird AI way. Stop it, robot head. You know, you feel free to abuse it as much as you like. And if it doesn't sound like you at all, then it isn't right. And there's nuances of sounding like you, because yes, you might have trained it, right? You might have given it loads of stuff so that it knows your point of view and all of that. But it isn't you. And that's the nuanced stuff that really, really matters. And that's the stuff that will differentiate you from you. And if it's using expressions like, and honestly, question mark, you know, that's not in context, because I think we do that. But I think we say more, to be honest, blah, 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 rather than, and honestly. Do you see what I mean? It's not the use of the honestly that's the problem. It's kind of the fact that it does it in a certain way that isn't the way that we in natural conversation say things. And that's what you've got to be careful of. And so definitely if it doesn't sound completely like you, then it's not right. And you need to change the way that you use it, not stop using it. Really, really, really important. So as a simple test that you could do, and that I would do with my clients, one of the things in my business sort out sessions is that, you know, I will look at some content that they've shared and I will pick up and point out on the bits that, right, actually I can tell, you know, this isn't how you talk to me just now. This is too polished, or this is using these word expressions, or this is structured in such an awful way that nobody human could have possibly done this. And feedback to people. And honestly, it makes such a difference, because then you can kind of see from an objective point of view, right, so that's why this content's not converting. And the whole point of writing all these things is for clients to come to you. So if you're missing this precious opportunity, or you're somehow distilling this precious opportunity, that's what I do with my clients, in a part of what I do with my clients. So, you know, the simple test is ask yourself, could someone tell it was you without your name on it? And if not, it's too generic. And certainly a lot of the stuff, well, those two things this morning that I've seen, it's too generic. So the edge now isn't better tools. It's sounding like a real person with a point of view. Doesn't matter what tools you use. If you're losing your voice, if you're distilling your own voice, that's when you're going to start finding it tough. Okay, so go out there, be yourself, shout about your opinions, be loud and proud. And I will see you in another episode of Messy Business. Thanks for joining me. Me, Libby Langley, not an AI version. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If this episode made things feel a little clearer, come and tell me. I'm over on Instagram at Libby Langley. Until next time, remember, you can change how you work without needing to change who you are.